Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 6th day of July, the 187th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Just so you know, there are only 178 days left for you to accomplish all your high-minded 2019 New Year resolutions, so you best get to work. We've had some pretty hot weather here in France, but nothing like the extremes so many of you are living through, nor for nearly as long. We're all thinking about you. Stay safe. It's Kupala night in Ukraine, Poland, Belarus, and Russia. It's a summer solstice festival, an ancient one, originally a pagan fertility rite. As with most pagan celebrations, the church, this time the Orthodox Christian Church, connected it with a religious festival to ease the way from paganism to Christianity. Kupala night became associated with St. John's Day, St. John the Baptist, that is, the man known as the baptizer of Jesus of Nazareth. Which was pretty clever, as Kupala is derived from the Slavic word for bathing, so the two festivals could easily be connected by reinterpreting John's baptizing people through full immersion in water. At any rate, it's a summer solstice celebration and great fun for young people, it seems. Last night was Tivorila night, when good humor mischief-making is a must-do. Today, children are having water fights and making more mischief, which is mostly about pouring water over people. And given the temperatures right now in the Northern Hemisphere, I doubt anyone is complaining. Other important dates for the 6th of July. Today is Independence Day in the Comoros, the island country in the Indian Ocean, just off the eastern coast of Africa. On this day in 1975, the Comoros gained their independence from France. And it's also Independence Day for Malawi, the Republic of Malawi, officially. On this day in 1964, the country, which is in Southeast Africa, gained its independence from the UK. Interesting tidbit, Malawi is nicknamed the Warm Heart of Africa because of the friendliness of the people. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Hello, I am Aros and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Hungry? Hope so. Because it's time for the main course, the quiz. Last week we spoke of the world's second largest democratic exercise, the European Union Parliament elections. This week, let's talk about the world's number one largest, the Indian general elections. On the 25th of May, I asked you about that election, which ended on the 19th of May. Remember, there are 900 million eligible voters in the country. That's a lot of people, a lot of organization, a lot of everything. You were to send in the results of India's general election. And those results were the BJP, the Bharatiya Janata Party, the ruling party, the party of current and continuing Prime Minister Narendra Modi won 303 seats. The Indian National Congress won 52 seats, and the Dravidian Progressive Conference won 23. The winners of this week's quiz are... Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listeners Club in District Chinio, Pakistan. Hello, Brother Salim. And Hasina Zaman Hazi, a member of the RFI Amour Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. The rest of this week's lucky winners are all RFI Listeners Club members. There's Ralph Urbanchik from Eisleben, Germany. Nice to hear from you again, Ralph. And Selva Raj from Tamil Nadu in India. Everybody, did you see the photo of Selva Raj's ink-stained hands on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page? Proof he had voted. Last but not least, there's Babi Noor Alhaya Hussein from Odisha, also in India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Hong Kong is in the news every day. There have been massive demonstrations in the semi-autonomous territory for almost a month now. On the 9th of June, citizens flooded the streets protesting a piece of legislation which would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, eventually pulled the legislation, but now there's been another flare-up. On Monday night, the 1st of July, during a peaceful demonstration, a core group of protesters broke into the Legislative Council complex and occupied the building. They were dispersed by the riot police after about 3 hours. My question to you is, why were there protests on the 1st of July? Not just this year, it happens every year. What happened and in which year on the 1st of July, which led to yearly demonstrations to mark the date? Again, write in and tell me why there are always demonstrations in Hong Kong on the 1st of July. Tell me what happened on that date and in which year it happened. You have until the 2nd of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. Before I go, be sure to look at the Sound Kitchen Facebook page for photos sent in by Shivindu Paul. Shivindu is a school teacher in Murshidabad, India, and the coordinator of the RFI Mitali Students Club. He sent in some photos of his students, that would be the RFI Mitali Students Club members, observing International Yoga Day. Shivindu wrote, "June 21st was the fifth International Yoga Day observed across the world. The theme for Yoga Day 2019 was Yoga for Climate Action. On this day, which is dedicated to inner and outer well-being of the human body, people across the world practice yoga in groups. The International Day of Yoga aims to raise awareness worldwide of the many benefits of practicing yoga, a physical, mental, and spiritual practice." Look at the children in the photos. They're too adorable. Thanks, Shivindu Paul, for sending in the photos, and thanks for being such a dedicated teacher. I'll play you out with music from an American singer I'm quite fond of, Della Reese. Today's her birthday. She was born on this day in 1931. She's now singing with the angels, but I hope her earthly angelic voice moves you as it does me. This is "I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So," written by Duke Ellington and Mac David, and recorded by Della Reese in 1961. I hope you like it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
When I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They just sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream, and my dream is a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just one lucky so-and-so. Like I said, if you ask me the amount in my bank account, I would confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. I'll tell you something confidentially. I've got a dream, and my dream is a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, and this I know for sure, yes. I guess I'm just a lucky soul.